Today, friend, we're going to be talking about the truth about denying yourself, but most importantly, learning how to do this in a way that still honors God and doesn't deny our humanity. Maybe you've heard this phrase, quote unquote, denying yourself, because, well, it's in scripture. And we're definitely going to talk about that today. Most importantly, I just want to set you free. I want you to know that you don't have to become somebody that is merely a doormat and just gets people to walk all over them and to be the person that you feel like you have to do everything for everybody else. And well, you don't have any needs or wants or desires. And you know what? Quite frankly, you're not allowed to have them. It's just not true. And I think so many times it's been taken out of context. Just this morning, I was having a coaching session and we were talking about this very thing. This idea that we can have basically almost like no, we're not allowed to have self-awareness. We're not allowed to have any understanding, that we were just created terrible, but we're just supposed to trust in God. And what happens with that belief is that we just start to look at ourselves through this lens of, I'm terrible. I'm not good. Nothing in me is good, which can be true if we're talking about sin, but we're also going to be talking about being a new creation, right? We have to learn that we are still human in a fallen, broken world that is not perfect, but that does not mean that we become a doormat for other people. And that doesn't mean that we don't matter. If you wrestled with this topic, I'd love to walk alongside of you and walk with you through it. I'm accepting one-on-one coaching clients right now. You can go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching to book a free 20-minute consultation with me. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Often we have been taught to deny ourselves, but we likely internalize it as, I don't matter. Only everybody else does. It can be challenging to set boundaries, which I just talked about that last week, when we have been taught that we don't matter through a simple phrase in a powerful passage of scripture that I think is one, repeatedly spoken out of context, or two, not clearly defined whenever the person is talking about this scripture. This belief is another reason it will feel hard to set boundaries because of that belief. Like, if I don't believe I matter, then I'm not going to set any boundaries because I don't matter anyways. So we will wrestle with the two thoughts. Do I really matter? And I wish I could stick up for myself. It may even seem like you want to respond, but your voice has been muted. A coaching client of mine said to me one day, I don't know how to process through what I am feeling and struggle with anxiety daily. She continued to tell me, I have been taught my entire life to deny myself. So how do I honor God, but also honor who he made me? I love this. It was an honest question. It was a plea from the bottom of her heart because she wanted to be free from the torment of living in two extreme thoughts and worlds. There was this world where there was counseling and coaching and me working with her, and she was working on herself, processing her pain in a healthy way to become more like Jesus because she loved the Lord. But then there was this whole other world where none of that existed because she wasn't supposed to have any feelings or acknowledgement of them because she was supposed to deny herself. So here she was trying to build this relationship with God where she had internalized an expectation of self always being the last priority. The only thing I could say to her was, I'm sorry. I continued to unpack for her how we are a spirit, have a soul, and we live in this body. So that means each part of her that God made was important. Her pain, her feelings are all things God cares about because he cares about her. So maybe like my coaching client, you have felt the same way. You live in a world where you need to get yourself together before you go to God. In this state of being, it feels like your feelings or your needs are kind of in the corner and God is in the other corner. Honoring your embodied soul's lived experience is at odds with pleasing God and following him because it's leaving you in this constant state of turmoil, honoring my soul, but pleasing God. And you're constantly trying to choose between the two demands. I have personally seen how harmful Matthew 16:24 can be when taken out of context. So let me just read the passage. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The first thing I want us to understand is Jesus is not commanding us to deny our humanity. Here's what he is commanding us to do, to deny our flesh. And that means that it's dealing with a lot of our selfishness. And friend, we know when we can be selfish. Let's just be honest with ourselves. We know when we would rather not answer that call, not answer that text, when we would rather just watch something on Netflix or wherever we watch, or just scroll on Instagram to numb ourselves out. We know when we would rather choose self. So this is not about denying our basic human needs. And like I said, becoming a doormat, saying yes to everyone, or even putting ourselves in harmful situations because we are to deny ourselves. The words that Jesus used in the original language for deny yourself were strong terms similar in meaning to Paul's words in Philippians 3:7-8. Let me read this. "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." The purpose of self-denial or counting as quote-unquote loss all earthly gains is to become more like Jesus in holiness and obedience to God. So think of godliness as God-likeness. As we seek to live out our calling as sons, daughters of God who imitate Christ, we can read that in Romans 8:28-29, we deny ourselves of what is valued here on earth in the same way that Jesus did by sacrificing earthly things on our behalf. Self-denial for Christians means just renouncing us as like the center of our existence. And that goes against every natural inclination of our human will. And recognizing Jesus as one, like he's my guide. He's my compass north. Like, is it compass north? He's my true north, right? Like he's the one guiding us. He's the one telling us where we should go, who we are becoming. And this gives believers a new order in life. It means that acknowledging that old self is dead and the new life is now hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3-5. So examples of denying ourselves would be slowing down to help people when we feel like we're in a hurry. The spiritual discipline of fasting would be a form of denying self, particularly our flesh. Denying ourselves includes this overcoming that persistent fleshly demands of the body, also known as the carnal self or the natural man, and bringing them into submission to God's word so that we do not give into sin. Galatians 5:24, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Denying ourselves means seeking the good of others before looking out for ourselves. 1 Corinthians 10:24. When Ruth followed Naomi, she practiced self-denial for the benefit of her mother-in-law. When Esther put her life at risk to save people, she demonstrated self-denial. There is something so important for us to understand here. It's typically this, both and, said it again. Maybe I say this in like every podcast, but I want you to know. God said to deny ourselves and to follow him, but he also gave us wisdom through the Holy Spirit and the ability to discern situations. Most of the time, I believe we know when we are choosing our comfort instead of denying ourselves for the sake of someone else. Our mind is being renewed every day if we choose to. However, as we continue to heal our mind, our flesh may want to choose ourselves before we want to choose anyone else. And God knows that. So he commands us to follow him out of his love for us and his people. Let's think of it this way. When we are willing to sacrifice our time, energy, rights, position, reputation, privileges, comforts, and even our very life for the sake of Christ, we exemplify what it means to deny ourselves. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Matthew 16:25. Denying our flesh allows life in Christ to grow, strengthen, and develop. Now you're probably thinking again, well, Jess, you're telling me I need to sacrifice time, energy, rights, position. Yeah, it's both and. So we are not extending our capacity. You'll know what I'm talking about if you go back and listen to the episode I just did on boundaries. We're not overextending our capacity. We're not accepting every rude comment behavior that comes our way. We're not laying down to get beat on. And we're not becoming someone that is exhausted 24/7 and calling it holy. Dramatic pause. And it wasn't that long ago for me that I was at war with this. I was fighting the battle between feeling bad and the reality that I still had feelings and didn't know what to do with them. I kept hearing the same message about my feelings and thought life. And I felt like I was hiding this whole other part of me in the name of God. And I've been free from that for 3 years now. 3 years? Yeah. Of just like, no, I can have feelings. I can have all these things, but it's what I do with them that matters. And I mean, I'm not immune to the enemy's attacks, but I don't deny myself. I learn my capacity. And in that process, the Lord can discipline me. It might not feel good, but he shows me his character. He wants me to become more like his son, Jesus. We don't need to pretend or just deny any part of us because he already knows every part. We want to honor the people around us. And the way we do that, one step is just setting boundaries, but we have to believe that we matter. And so it's important, however you've heard this message, that he's not saying you don't have a voice. You need to just say yes to everybody. Because the belief that we don't matter, which I think has stemmed from followers of Jesus hearing about denying ourselves in a healthy way, has allowed us to believe that it is our job to make others happy and to keep them happy. We become unhealthy fixers and rescuers because we think it's our job to save that person. However, we must allow others to take responsibility for their actions and choices, something that we can't control. So the truth about denying yourself is the fact that you don't get to deny your humanity. You just get to take your humanity with you into your relationship with God because he already knows that you have a humanity. We don't have to deny that part of ourselves. And when we can understand that I get to be this person and take it to him so that he can shape my heart, my morals, my values, and my character, then I become more like him. But if I believe that he doesn't want me to come as I am and I believe I don't matter, I'm going to live like I don't matter. So the scripture isn't talking about you not having value or worth. We get that, of course, through Jesus, but it's not saying that you don't get to have a say or an opinion. It's not what it's saying. It doesn't mean that you don't get to go for a massage if you want or hang out with a friend because, well, that's something I wanted to do, so I must deny myself. Let's make sure we're taking it in context fully to what it means, because that's so, so important. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.